The broadcast is live.
Opa. The broadcast is live.
Acho que está funcionando. Acho que está. Hoje eu estou numa posição muito mais confortável, posição de convidado. Estou do lado desse lado aqui da, não, aqui da tela. Como vai, Sr. Enio? Como vai? Acho que está funcionando. Acho. Opa.
Já funcionou. Já olhei lá e está tudo certo. Muito boa noite para você, Alessandro Zatti. Como que você está se sentindo nesta posição do lado esquerdo, direito da tela? Agora não sei mais.
Ser um convidado, primeiramente, é uma honra. Segundamente, vou fazer valer a primeira. só passei na real para desejar boa noite para todo mundo que está aí. Paulo, que já está por aí, bem-vinda. Cadê aqui? Deixa eu ver quem mais está nos comentários aqui. A Paulinha, estou aqui. Bem-vinda, Paulinha! Os alunos que forem chegando vão dando boa noite aí, vão falando que estão online, porque isso é bom para ajudar nosso querido Enio Shizuka, que vai comandar essa aula. Só passei para dar boa noite. E para falar que essa é a parte que vai ter nessa aula em português. O resto acabou. O resto... 100% em inglês, olha que delícia. This is very good, huh?
Very, very good, man. Full power in English.
It's amazing.
Full power in English, é isso aí. Amazing, man, amazing. Do you want to say something else, Ale? Do you have any other recommendation for the people?
Participate, only participate, all people's meal. How can I say mergulhar, Enio, in English?
The great question, Ale. Dive. Dive.
That's it, yeah. Man. So, people, dive inside in this class. And, yes. Bicho, boa noite, Flávio. Bem-vindo. Boa noite, galera que tá chegando. Good night for... good night is only for bye-bye.
Good evening. Yeah, good evening.
For all... And, man, eu não quero atrapalhar sua aula. Eu acho que você tem que engrenar aí agora em inglês com a galera, porque na realidade todo mundo veio aqui para ver você, não eu. Eu só quero dar boa noite para declarar aberta essa temporada de fluência que se inicia aqui. E sem dúvida nenhuma. Dani, boa noite, Dani, bem-vinda.
Good evening, Dan.
E certamente iniciar um marco no Brasil, cara. Essa responsabilidade é animal e eu tenho certeza que aqui vão separar agora os homens das crianças. Pessoas que vão falar de curso de inglês aí agora vão ter que ter alguma coisa nesse nível para mostrar e eu tenho certeza que ninguém é mais capaz que você, querido Japa, para tocar nessa situação. So, welcome everybody! Now I'm going to sleep. No, because your class is show, man. I love you. Let's start process. I'm a long guy. Process, not process.
Oh my God. Process. Yeah, let's start the process.
Well, man, so good.
Thank you, man.
Good luck for you.
Yes. Thank you, Alessandro. Thank you for your beautiful words. Thank you so much for that.
Eu que agradeço. Eu sou só agradecimentos. Toca que a aula é sua. Pessoal, bye. Good night for everything. And I'm talking later. Bye.
Bye, guys. See you, guys.
Bye.
See you. Enjoy the class, man. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome to the class. So, people, first of all, first thing, thank you so much for your presence. Thank you so much for your feedback, because some people sent us incredible messages in the group and on Telegram and on WhatsApp. So thank you guys so much for this opportunity and especially for the feedbacks. That was incredible. So thank you so much for that. Okay. Today we have a very special class. We are talking about the American elections, and we will talk about the Pfizer vaccine, because Pfizer released a new vaccine, and it seems like it has a very good efficiency. So we are going to take a look at this new vaccine from Pfizer. Okay. But before we start, guys, some recommendations. Okay. The first one, please participate. Please. You are incredible. And this class is for you guys, right? This class is for you. It's not for me. It's not for Dacho. A little for Dacho. But this class is for you. So please participate. Please send your questions, your doubts, put in the chat or sending the group, okay? During the classes, I want your participation. So the people on Telegram will call me here, okay? So you can call me during the lessons, okay, to practice a little, right? So Flavio, good evening. Dani, good evening. Paulinha, good evening. People, comment here your names, your city, where you're from. I want to know everything about you guys, okay? So let's start. Let's start talking. Let's start analyzing these news, okay? So let's start talking about the United States election. So preframe, let's understand a little context. So what happened in United States? What happened in America? It was election last Tuesday. So 1 week ago, it was the election day, okay? And after the rest of the week, some states were counting the votes. And at the end of the counting, Joe Biden was elected. Okay, so Joe Biden was elected the next president of the United States. But, and very, very strong, but Donald Trump is Donald Trump, right? So Donald Trump is a little crazy person and he's not going down without a fight. So Donald Trump is going to the Supreme Court and try to reverse these results. Okay, so now we have a very, very strong conflict in the White House in the United States. Let's understand what's happening right now. And we will use the BBC portal to take a look at some expressions. Okay, so people, if you have questions, just put it here. I'm checking it. Okay. Dacho will help us here. He's from Sumkaita. Oh my God. So let's start. So guys, first of all, let me share my screen. So this is the thing here. Beautiful. Okay, this is the website that we are going to analyze. So let's analyze the BBC portal. According to the news, just a second. Let me adjust the screen here a little bit. Fantastic. So in this piece of news, we can see here, yo, US election 2020. Okay, this is important, guys. This is very important. When you're talking about years, okay, split the year, divide the year in two parts. So here we have 2020. Okay, so this is 20. And 20. So you divide the year in half, right? This is very important. So divide. US election 2020. What legal challenges is Trump planning? So what legal strategies is Trump planning? What legal challenges is Trump planning? In this piece of news, in this website, I found a very, very interesting sentence from Kaylee McNenny. Wow, that's an unusual name. Okay, so Kaylee McNenny, right? So she's the press secretary in the White House. The press, people, is the media. Okay, so journals, newspaper, television, radio, all these things. This is the press. So she's the press secretary. She is the media secretary. She's responsible for the media. in the White House. And these phrase caught my attention because here we have two very interesting words to talk about. We have very, very interesting expressions to analyze. So here, come, let's take a look at this sentence. So the secretary, she says, this election is not over. This election is not over. Far from it, right? So this election is not over, far from it. So let's understand these two parts. The first one is this election is not over. So this election is not finished, right? This election is not finalized. This election is not over, okay? Now let's practice a little pronunciation. Let's practice with me. So repeat after me. This election is not over. Okay, so you put them together. This election is not over. So this election is not over. Okay, we put them together. Is not over. And here, the interpretation is this election is not finished. Okay, this election is not complete. After that part, she uses the expression far from it. Far from it. And this is very interesting because far from it, it represents something distant, okay? Do you guys remember Shrek? Do you remember the movie Shrek? Shrek is very famous because far is a very common word inside the Shrek movies, right? Do you remember the far, far away land? Oh, he was the prince of far, far away. And far is the same as distant. Okay, so this election is not over. Far from it. So this election is not finished. Very distant from it. The expression far from it is used when you want to express that two things are very distant. Okay, so you say that. It's very similar in Portuguese. It's a little bit similar to other languages, but this is the situation, okay? This election is not over, far from it. The expression far from it is used to express a big distance between the two ideas, right? So we have, this election is not over, far from it. This election is not finished, my friend. It's the opposite. So the secretary is affirming that Donald Trump will fight to, to recount the votes, or he will try something in the Supreme Court to revert the results. So we don't know. Okay, so this is the message here. This election is not over. Far from it. The election is not finished. It's the opposite. Okay, and I put some examples for you guys to use it. You can use this as an example. So Tommy is not poor. Tommy is not poor. Far from it. Okay? Tommy. Flavio said, Trump being Trump. Exactly, man. So Donald Trump being Donald Trump. He's doing what he thinks is the best thing to do. Yeah. I don't know, man. I prefer to maintain my personal opinion a little bit to the side. So, but yeah, Trump being Trump is a good definition of that. And so here we have some examples, okay? Tommy is not poor. Tommy is not poor, far from it. So Tommy is not poor. Actually, it's the opposite. So far from it. Tommy's not poor, far from it. He's very rich, okay? And we have some other examples. I'm not a vegan. I am not a vegan. Far from it. Okay, I'm not a vegan. Far from it. What I'm saying here, the message that I give to people is that I'm not a vegan, okay? And to be honest, I'm completely the opposite of a vegan. And maybe I love barbecue, I love meat, I love honey, I love milk, whatever. So I'm not a vegan, far from it, okay? And the last example is, of course, Andrew is not ugly, people. Andrew is not ugly. Far from it. Okay. I am so handsome. Hi. Of course, I'm kidding. This is just an example. Okay. But understand this idea. The idea is the important part, right? So Andrew is not ugly. Okay. Far from it. Close to that, my ass, Alison. So Andrew is not ugly. It's far from it. Okay. And he's not ugly. He's very handsome. Thanks, Paulinha. Thank you for the support, Paulinha. You know, you have to support me because that you only destroys my self-esteem. And he's not ugly. I'm not ugly, Dacho. Come on, man. I am a very, very attractive man. Far from it. I'm kidding. So, okay. This is the important part. So far from it is a very good expression. It's possible to use in formal situations, in informal situations. Thank you, Paulinha. Thank you so much. You are the best. Okay. Oh, people, I'm looking at my cell phone. That's why I'm looking here. Okay. I have my cell phone here, the camera, the computer. I have everything. So this is my chat on the cell phone here, okay? So I'm not crazy, I'm just looking at the cell phone. But thank you, Paulinha, thank you so much. So going back to the subject, people, far from it is a fantastic expression you can use in American English or British English or formal situations, informal situations, anywhere that you want to use it, okay? Just remember, it represents complete opposite ideas. Okay, so this is something, far from it. Or this is not something, far from it. Okay, the election is not over, far from it. Okay, important thing to practice. Practice your pronunciation. Far from it. From it. The sounds, they are together. Okay, so far from it. Far from it. So this is the expression. Okay, so far from it, right? So people in the group, people from the Telegram group, just send me a text, okay? Text me on Telegram and text me, I want to participate, okay? Text me on Telegram, I want to participate, all right? And I will call you and then we can practice pronunciation together. Okay. So if you want to participate, just text me, I want to participate, and then I will call you, right? And we can practice pronunciation together. Okay. Very good. Yeah. And he's not ugly. He's very ugly. Ha ha ha. That's very, very funny. Oh my God. I'm dying inside. Okay. So this was the first expression that I wanted to show you guys. So let's go to the next one. The next expression was from this sentence here. This was my inspiration. Okay, so I was inspired. I was reading here. I was looking for some good expressions to teach you guys, and I found this one. This one is perfect. So here's what we know so far. Here's what we know so far. Okay. So let's talk about so far. Here we have some applications of so far. Good. This is the best opportunity to train. Call him on WhatsApp. Yes, people, call me on WhatsApp or Telegram. I think Telegram is easier because the group is bigger. But if you prefer, call me on WhatsApp. No problem. Okay? Okay. This is the best opportunity to train. So just text me. I want to participate, and then we can practice pronunciation together. Okay, beautiful. So here, people, yes, that is crazy. Telegram is easier. Here's what we know so far. Okay, so here's what we know so far. Actually, wait a minute. There is one very important very important information here. What, this word, the word what, people, is very common in questions, right? Everybody recognizes what in a question. For example, what's your name? Or what do you do? What's your favorite food? So what is a very famous and very common word to be used in questions, right? So we use that in interrogative structures. But what can be used in any place, in any position of your sentence, okay? Just remember, if you want to use what, it's possible to use in different positions in the sentence, okay? So for example, in this beautiful construction, here's what we know so far. So here's what we know so far, okay? Let's now, ladies and gentlemen, people in Brazil, my beloved students, let's talk about so far. Guys, the interpretation of so far is until this point, okay? Until this moment, or up to this moment. This is the idea of so far, okay? If you translate, be careful, okay, people, my beautiful people, be careful. Because if you translate, right, the direct translation of so far, especially in Portuguese, is very distant from this interpretation. Okay, so far is an expression, it's completely different from the literal interpretation. Okay, so this is not a literal interpretation, it's not a direct translation. Okay, it needs interpretation. So you have to use your flexibility, you have to use your mojo and understand a little bit. Okay, here's what we know so far. So far, it means, whoop, things are falling. Here's what we know so far. So far represents something until that moment, until this moment. Okay, so this is what, here's what we know so far. Here's what we know until Wednesday, November 10th, 8:22. This is all the information that we have until now. So this is the interpretation of so far, okay? Examples, I understood everything that you said so far. Okay, I understood everything that you said so far, right? People, if you have questions, just send it here, okay? If you have any question, just put in the chat, all right? Any questions that you have, just put it here. I will be very, very happy to answer it. So, is that clear so far until this moment, okay? So, I understood everything that you said so far. I was able to recognize all the things that you said until this moment, right? This is the idea of so far, until this moment. I understood everything that you said so far, right? Another example, this is the best movie of the year so far. This is the best movie of the year so far, right? So this is the best movie of 2020 until today. We don't know. Maybe tomorrow or maybe next week we will have a better movie. But until this point, until this day, this is the best movie of the year, right? And that's the interpretation of so far. This is the best movie of the year so far, right? Until today, until this point. And to finish, my beautiful people, so far, so good. I love this expression. This is one of my favorite expressions in English. It's just beautiful. I love it. It's almost perfect. I just love it. So far, so good represents that everything until this point is okay, right? So this is the expression. Oh man, so far, so good, right? imagine that you are in a restaurant. Imagine you're in a restaurant, okay? And so you had the starters, right? The first plate. So you had the starters, you had your main dish, and you had your dessert, okay? And before the end, the chef comes to you. So the chef comes to your table and the chef asks you, how was the food? How was everything, right? The chef asks you, how was the food? You can use this expression, man, so far, so good. So until this point, everything was perfect. Oh, everything was good, okay? So we use this a lot in classes. When we are teaching, so teachers usually ask the students, people, do you have any questions? Or do you have doubts? Do you understand everything? And the students usually answer, teacher, so far, so good, okay? Until this point, no problems. That's the idea, okay? So this is the interpretation of so far, so good. Okay, right? People, did you understand everything? Do you have questions? Please send your questions on the chat. If you have questions, send on the chat because we have a lot of things to talk about. We have many examples to discuss, okay? And this will be a beautiful night in our lives. So let's continue, people. If you don't have questions, let's continue, okay? Ufa, I understood. Oh, yeah. Fantastic, Paulinha. Thank you, man. Paulinha, you're the best. Really, you are really, really funny. And thank you for your messages on Telegram earlier. It was very special, and it was very emotional for us because it's always special when we receive this kind of feedback. So thank you so much, Paulinha. Really, you're the best. And actually, everybody, we only have fantastic students. This is the truth. We have incredible students. So thank you. Okay. Guys, me too. Danny, amazing. That is amazing. Okay. I have goosebumps, people. Can you see it? Can you see here? I have goosebumps. That's fantastic. So Danny, thank you. Paulinha, thank you for your participation. And who else is here? Paulinha, oh, Flavio is up there. So guys, thank you for your participation. Okay. The next one that I wanted to talk about was this one. I do think, now let me see where it was. Let me see where I found it. It was here. This was the, I think it was a judge or I don't know. It was someone in Trump's team that used this expression. I do think there is a risk. All right. And this construction here is very special and very beautiful. Not difficult at all. But let's understand what it means. Let's go here, people. First of all, let's understand what is do. Do is a really, really important verb in English, okay? So the first application, so the first interpretation, the first idea of do. Pay attention here. Do is an action that represents activities, okay? We use do to represent activities. For example, I do yoga. I do yoga, okay? I practice yoga, right? Do is an action, is a verb that represents activities, exercises in general, okay? So I do yoga, I do Pilates, I do CrossFit, I'm doing, what am I doing? Oh, I'm doing the class. So I am doing the class, I am exercising the class, I am practicing the class, I am doing the class, okay? So this is the interpretation of do, the first one. The second application, the second interpretation is the auxiliary verb. Oh my God. Oh my God. What is an auxiliary verb? Auxiliary. Very beautiful word. Auxiliary. Fantastic. People, the verb to do, when we talk about, so when we think about auxiliary, do is used to represent present tenses, okay? For example, guys, do you like soccer? So do you like soccer, okay? Do you like soccer? This do, the first do, doesn't represent an action, doesn't represent a verb. It represents present tenses, okay? Mind-blowing. Your mind's exploded. It's fantastic. So this is the idea, okay? So I do think, going back to this sentence, do has two applications. First one, it represents activities. So I do yoga. Second application, it represents present tenses, okay? So this phrase is in present form. Do you like? This do here is used to represent present tenses, okay? Perfect. Now, my beloved, my little fantastic people, this construction here, the construction that you can see here, I do think, so this sentence, the sentence I do think, it represents a intensity, okay, an emphasis on think, right? I do think. So this do, it doesn't represent the action to practice. It doesn't represent an action. It just represents an emphasis, okay? It represents an intensity. So, oh man, I do think, ta-da-da-da-da-da, right? I have some examples here. I do believe that the crisis will be over soon. I do believe that the crisis will be over soon, okay? I do believe so. This do in this sentence, the do in this sentence here, it just represents an emphasis. I do believe, right? I really believe. I believe very, very much. These are possible differences. I do believe, or I really believe, or I believe very much. They are similar sentences, okay? So I do believe that the crisis will be over soon. I do believe that the crisis will finish in a short time, will finish soon, okay? Right? People, if you have questions, just text me, okay? If you have any questions, because I'm speaking here, I'm talking, but if you have questions or anything, any comments, just text here, okay? And remember, if you want to participate, text me on Telegram. I want to participate and we can practice together, right? So I do believe that the crisis will be over soon. Second example, oh, they do work a lot. They do work a lot, okay? Same idea, similar ideas. They do work a lot. I have an emphasis on work. Oh man, they do work a lot. Oh my God. They work very, very hard. It's true. They do work a lot. Okay? So this do is an emphasis. They, oh man. Oh my God. They do work a lot. You see some people, they are working like crazy people. You say, wow, man. They do work a lot. Right? It's an emphasis. And the last one is some of my favorites. It's you guys do need to train your listening. So you guys do need to train your listening, okay? I hear I'm giving emphasis to need. This is the emphasis. You guys do need to train your listening. So you guys really need to train your listening, you to practice your listening. You guys really, really, really need to practice your listening. Okay, so this is the idea of doing this case. This is the idea of doing this case. Okay, so you agree, Paulinha? Yeah, man, I understand it. You know, this is a little obvious, but it's always important to talk about this. People, listening is not important. Listening is essential. It's fundamental to learn a new language. Why is it so important? Let's take some people, for example, people that don't speak, right? People that don't speak. So we have mute people that don't speak. They are speechless. They don't speak. These people, they listen. There is no problem, right? They have no problem to listen, but they are mute. They don't speak. What happens to the opposite? What happens when the person doesn't hear or when the person doesn't listen, right? Oh, Danny, thank you, man. Thank you. Well, but Danny, you know something important, something that's very, how can I say that? I think important is a good word. If you understand me, you understand English. This is a very strong feeling. This is a very strong sensation because many people say, oh, you know, I understand you. It's easy to understand you. Man, that's fantastic. But if you understand me, you understand English because I'm speaking English, okay? I'm not speaking Japanese. I'm not speaking Greek. I'm not speaking Italian. I'm speaking English. But maybe you feel more comfortable with me or with my face or the way that I talk. That's that happens. But the important thing is you understand English, right? This is very strong. So you have to incorporate this. You have to bring this to your life. Incorporate. Man, I understand English. It's possible. I can do that. I know words. I understand the ideas. This is very, very powerful. And this is very important. Okay. So returning to the point. Oh, shit. Something happened to the server. Okay. So returning to the point is people that don't hear, so people that don't listen, they usually, they don't learn how to talk, right? People that are born without the hearing, they don't develop speaking. So they don't know how, they don't learn how to talk, they don't learn how to speak because it's through listening, okay? It's via listening that we learn how to talk, right? So listening is the first and most important step to learn a new language. If you want to learn French, listen a lot, okay? Music, movies, podcasts, I don't care. Just listen, just absorb the language. Repeat together, okay? Repeat after me, right? If I say something, so when I say a sentence, repeat after me. Like, oh, I do think. So you use the same intonation. I do think, right? Repeat after me. Repeat after the actor in a movie. Repeat with your favorite TV show, okay? Sing your favorite songs. And this will help you very, very much, okay? People, do you have any questions? Do you have any doubts? Any questions about it? Any questions about I do think? Or any questions about so far? Or any questions about far from it? So let's review. We talked about far from it. We talked about so far.
and we talked about do to emphasize the actions. Okay, let's make a quick review. Far from it. Cool. Different ideas so far until this moment. And do in this case is use it to emphasize the action. I do believe, man, I really believe that the crisis will be over soon. Okay, this is the idea. So if you have any questions, people, put it on the chat, right? And if you want to participate, text me on Telegram. I want to participate and we can practice together, right? Let's move on. You don't have any questions? Perfect. So let's move on. Guys, so the next topic that I want to discuss with you is the COVID vaccine, so the coronavirus vaccine developed by Pfizer. What? Something's happening. What's happening here? Well, something happened with my cell phone. That's fine. But so the second part of this class, the second part of this lesson, I wanted to analyze some structure, some words from this piece of news, right? Let's explain. Pfizer developed a vaccine that seems to be very, very promising, right? So it was Pfizer and another company called BioNTech. So that was Pfizer and BioNTech. They developed this vaccine, and in a first impression, this vaccine is very efficient. But let's see. Okay, the important word here, ladies, and I loved it. It was a perfect opportunity to talk about that. It's in the headline. First milestone vaccine offers 90% protection. So first milestone vaccine offers 90% protection. Okay. Oh, here. I have a tip for you guys. A tip. You know what tip is? Tip is a very beautiful word. How can I say that? A tip is a very, 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 very helpful information. That's a tip. Okay, I will give you a tip. I will give you a great information. I will give you a good information. It's a tip, okay? So this is a tip to improve your reading. It's a tip to improve your comprehension in a text, okay? People, when you're reading a text, if you're practicing reading a book or a magazine or a website, whatever, when you're reading something, you can separate the vocabulary in three different categories. So you can separate the vocabulary in words that I know. So words that are familiar for me. This is the first category, the first box. So this is the box of familiar words. Oh, I know this word, put in this box. Oh, I know this word, put in this box. This is a familiar word, so put in the box. This is the first box. This is not very interesting because you already know these words. The second box is the similar words. So what is a similar word? For example, vaccine is very similar to Portuguese, right? Offer is very similar to Portuguese. Protection is very similar to Portuguese, okay? Let's use other example. Describe is very similar to Portuguese, science, humanity, the vaccine, tested, let's see, safety, what else? Emergency, approval, companies, plan, apply, right? English and Portuguese and Spanish and French or other Latin languages, they have many similarities, people, many, many, many similar words, okay? The name of this is cognate. That's the word cognate. So these are similar words. And this is the second box that you can use. This is the second category. The first one, familiar words. The second one is similar words. Okay, protection. It's very similar to Portuguese. Put in the box. Approval. Approval. This is an interesting word. Okay, approval. Very similar to Portuguese. Put in the box. Vaccine, similar to Portuguese. Put in the box. Okay, so you can do this during the text. This is the second box. The last box are completely unknown, completely different words. Like, man, I really, really don't know what is this word. For example, concern. Maybe you don't know what concern is. Like, I don't know. I look at concern. It's not similar to Portuguese. I don't know this word. So I put in the third box. I put in the last box. I don't know this word, right? And this box will be your study box. Okay, so you read the text, you eliminate the words that you know, you eliminate the words that are familiar, and you just study the third box. These are different words, okay? Okay, so here you will use a dictionary, you will use Google, or you will ask your teacher, or you can ask people about these words, okay? So this is a strategy to increase your reading skills. This is a strategy to expand your vocabulary in a fantastic way, okay? Perfect, so let's continue. I talked too much. Let's go here, what I wanted to say. So, okay, the word here, people, is milestone. Let's analyze what milestone is. Here, first milestone vaccine offers 92% protection. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, Fofilis, you are incredible. People, milestone is a mark, right? That's all it is. But that's a beautiful word. It's a very, very beautiful word to say mark. That's milestone. It's a mark, okay? So this is the first mark vaccine, okay? This vaccine is a mark in the fight against coronavirus. That's why they're using it here. Also, the first milestone vaccine offers 92% protection. Okay, other examples of milestone. Graduating from college was a huge milestone. Graduating from college was a huge milestone. Okay, oh, people. Huge is very big. Okay, this is huge. And huge is a very nice word. You guys can use it. Huge is similar to gigantic or enormous. They are similar words. Okay. So graduating from college was a huge milestone, was a very big mark in my life or in your life or whatever, okay? That it was a very important mark, was a milestone. Another example, a milestone in a baby's life is when they learn how to walk, okay? So a milestone in a baby's life is when they learn how to walk. So a mark in a baby's life, it's when they learn how to walk, okay? And of course, to finish, Inglês Completo was a milestone in your life, of course. Of course it was, okay? And Inglês Completo was a milestone in your life. So Inglês Completo was a mark in your life, okay? Milestone is used in many different contexts. For example, some people use this word in proficiency tests. For example, TOEFL or IELTS. Okay, obviously, right? That's true. Milestone is a word that sometimes it's used on proficiency tests, such as IELTS or TOEFL. For example, the interviewer asks you, tell me a milestone in your life. Tell me about a milestone in your life. Tell me about a milestone in your life. So this is the question from the IELTS interviewer, okay? And man, If you don't know what milestone is, if you have no idea what milestone represents, there is no chance to answer that. There's no way how to answer this. Imagine that the guy or the person asks you, oh, tell me about a milestone in your life. And like, man, what the hell is milestone? Now you know. Now, so remember this. Milestone is a mark, okay? Have gone to London. Perfect, Dachito. You know, a milestone in my life and probably in your life was to visit the Buckingham Palace. That was, I think, the biggest milestone, professionally speaking, was to visit the Buckingham Palace. That was insane. It was ridiculous. We cried like babies. It was a very, very beautiful moment. Yeah. So this is milestone. Milestone is an important mark in your life, right? And if someone asks you, man, tell me about a milestone in your life, this is your answer. Oh, graduating from school, graduating from college, getting married, or buying a car, buying a house. These things, they are milestones in your lives. Okay? Inglês completo. You can use that as example. Okay? But that was milestone. This is the first word that I wanted to talk to you guys about. Milestone. Use it. It's very, very beautiful, right? And put here in the chat, what was a milestone in your life? Just right here. Put it here on the chat. I want to see it. My milestone is understanding English. Fantastic, Paulinha. Oh, that was beautiful, Paulinha. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Wow. This is so beautiful. Okay. Oh my God. I'm so happy. I was so happy that I lost my concentration. So, okay. And let me change here. We will discuss this part. Perfect, Paulinha. Still understand. This is the corrector, right, Paulinha? I understand. It's the, how do you say that? It's the auto corrector, the grammar corrector. I understand. It's fine. So the last word that we will talk about in this class is May. So let me show you here where it was. So May, la 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 la, it's a great day for science. Could it be? So here. Then it try to show that the science is the best way. So it's around here. Step closer. Oh, here. So in the website, they are asking, when will the vaccine be available? So when will the vaccine be open for the public? When will the vaccine be available? That's a beautiful word, okay? So practice this pronunciation because it's important. Available. It's not lovable, okay? It's available. 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 Okay, it's available. So when will the vaccine be available? When will the vaccine be open for the public or be open for the people? This is available. And this sentence here caught my eyes. This sentence caught my attention. A limited number of people may get the vaccine this year. So a limited number of people may get the vaccine this year. A limited number of people may get the vaccine this year. Guys, in this sentence, I wanted to show you this word here, may, okay? May is a fantastic word. It's a beautiful action. It's freaking amazing. And usually, Brazilian people don't use it. I don't know why exactly, but it's very, very uncommon to hear Brazilian people using may, right? So this is my suggestion for you. This is my recommendation for you. Use this. Use it. May is fantastic. It's a beautiful word, right? Let's understand what it represents. The idea of may is to express a possibility. That's a possible situation. It's something that can happen or cannot happen. It's possible, but we are not certain about it. We're not sure about this. So it's a limited number of people may get the vaccine this year. A limited number of people have a possibility to receive the vaccine this year. Okay? So a limited number of people, man, the Theresa May, no, that's you, man. Theresa May something. Theresa May die, for example. Oh, no, no, no. She didn't wish me on that. But this is the idea, okay? May represents a possibility. A limited number of people have a possibility to receive the vaccine this year. Okay? So use this. Use this word. It's falling. I'm sorry. It's falling here. It's back in my ear. So this is it. So a limited number of people may get the vaccine this year. A limited number of people have a possibility to receive the vaccine this year, right? I have some examples from my head, just the top of my head. I may travel this weekend, but I'm not sure. I may travel this weekend, but I'm not sure, all right? I may travel this weekend, but I'm not sure, right? So there is a possibility that I will travel this weekend, but I'm not sure. So there is a possibility that I travel, but I'm not sure. And this is the application of may. I may travel, but I'm not sure. Okay. Another example. Some people may change their habits after this pandemic. Some people may change their habits after this pandemic, right? So some people have the possibility to change their habits after this pandemic, but it's a hypothesis. We are not sure. Some people may change it, right? Maybe the people will change that. And the last example is Trump may try to reverse. Oh, I'm sorry. I wrote it wrong. Let me correct it here. Oh, no, 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 no. Just a quick correction. May try to reverse, right? That's it. So Trump may try to reverse the results of the election, right? And so maybe Donald Trump will try to reverse the results of the election. Maybe. We are not sure. Actually, we are sure. Trump is trying to reverse the results. But in this example, I use it may, okay? Trump may try to reverse the results of the election. Maybe he will try, okay? So this is the idea of may, people. May represents a possibility. It represents the maybe idea. Maybe is very famous, like, oh man, maybe I will travel, maybe, okay? And may has a similar idea. Maybe I will travel tomorrow. Maybe I will travel tomorrow. I may travel tomorrow. They are exactly the same sentence. Okay, it's exactly the same structure. Maybe I will travel tomorrow. One sentence. Another example or another possibility is I may travel tomorrow. Okay, it's the same structure. Maybe I will travel tomorrow or I may travel tomorrow, okay? These are the examples. So people, we are almost at the end. We are almost at the 1 hour. Do you have any questions, guys? Do you have any comments or any doubts about pronunciation, about the application? Just write down here, put it here in the comments. Do you have any questions? Paulinha, Dani, Flavio, Dacho, or anybody who is here, do you have any questions? Is it okay? Was it good for you? It was good for you? Was it good for you? Was it? I don't know. So put in the comments if you have any questions, because we're coming to an end. We're coming to the end of the class. I really, really want to have your feedback, people. It's very, very important for me. It's very important for the course. It's very important for Dachu as well. Oh, Danny, that's fantastic. Thank you. That was amazing. 92% is a great milestone, right? 92% is a great milestone, right? I loved it. Thank you, Danny, for your participation. And see, Paulinha, incredible. I understood. Paulinha, come on, man. Thank you so much. That's cool. Flavinho, man, thank you so much for your presence as well. And that was just beautiful. So, people, recommendations for you, right? Recommendations for you guys. For next week, you can suggest some topics, okay? So you can suggest movies or news or books or anything. You can suggest your topic for me to talk about, okay? It can be about a movie, it can be about a TV show, it can be about anything. So just put it in the group, just write in the group on Telegram, oh, teacher, can you talk about this? Or Enyo, can you talk about this? Or, oh, Enyo, can you talk about this video? Enyo, can you explain this? This part of Forrest Gump. I don't know. Enyo, can you talk about this part of this TV show? Okay. Just give me suggestions so I will explain to you guys live every Wednesday. Okay. Guys, I really hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked it as much as I did, because this is an incredible opportunity for me. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your texts. Thank you for your participation. I really, really loved it. Let me interrupt it here. I need to go back. So here I am. And guys, really, it was fantastic. It was a great opportunity for me. I am just so, so freaking happy. Okay, so Danny, so Telegram, Danny, is an application, is an app, very similar to WhatsApp. It's the direct competitor of WhatsApp. Okay, so if you have an iPhone or an Android, just download Telegram, and that's it. That you sent the link. There is a link here. Just click on the link and go to the group. Okay. You're almost 60. That's fantastic. I love that. Wow, that's a beautiful example. Thank you. That's fantastic. But Telegram is very easy to use. Very, very easy to use. Just click it. It's similar to WhatsApp. It's a conversation. A text conversation app. Okay, very simple, very easy to use. There is no secret. Okay, guys, and in the group, I can, if I use memorization techniques, Flavinho, do you have, okay. Danny, I'm 30. I'm 30 years old. Not my grandma, maybe my mother. My mother is 58. My mother is 58, but I'm 30. I'm not so young, right? But so, Flavin, if I have memorization techniques, man, I don't have specific memorization techniques, but my recommendation for you is learning is an integrated process, right? Learning and memory is an integrated process. So to memorize something, it's important to relate and to connect with different things. For example, I need to memorize a presentation. You have a presentation at work or in your university, and you have to memorize this presentation, right? My suggestion for you is try to connect the idea with many different things, with an image, with a feeling, with an object. So you have to create these connections. And using these connections, you can memorize and absorb better new words or new expressions, okay? There is an app, actually many people, Flavinho, use flashcards. Me personally, I never used it, but some people have good results with flashcards. It's not my specialty, it's not my expertise, but I think you have to do something that works for you, right? Because I have this crazy memory. My memory is, I don't know why, but my memory is really good. But what works for me is just to pay attention. I need to concentrate, right? So if I concentrate, if I pay attention, I memorize. But this works for me, right? This is for me. For some other people, it's different. Some people need to take notes. Some people, they like to make stories. Some people like to make stories, right? Some people, they need something more visual. So they have post-its with different colors. They have different, write a summary of these classes, all the topics, yeah. Okay, so you have this, you have many, many different options. Okay, Flavia? But my recommendation is do something that works for you. Use strategies that work for you. Okay? I think that's it. We are 1 hour and 7 minutes, just full English. That was fantastic. And guys, thank you so much. I would love to see you in the group participating next class. Flavinho, thank you, man. You're the man. And I would love to see you guys next week in next class. Recommend to your family, to your friends, anybody that needs to practice English, I would love to have with us. Okay? So guys, thank you so much. This is the end of our class, of our first class. I really hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked it because I loved it. And we will see you. Actually, we will see each other next week. We have a meeting on the next Wednesday, the same time, same place. And bring your doubts, right? If you have questions, just send on the group. Okay? So, people, thank you so much for your participation. Thank you so much. Incredibly much for everything. Paulinha, Dani, Flavio, Dachu, and the other people that are here. I see more people, but they're not here in the chat. But guys, thank you so much. Thank you for the trust. I think this is the most important. If you have any questions, put in the group, and I will see you guys next week. Okay? Guys, thank you so much. Have a good night.